This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Still a Danette down, Seton off today. Hope he feels better. Marvin is here to pick up the slack. A lot of people talking about how great Fritzy has been this year. Most valuable Danette. I said, you know what? He might be able to sweep all the awards. Most valuable, least valuable, most improved, and least improved.
Isn't that kind of jogging in place, though? They cancel each other out. Bests and worsts and leasts and most.
Go to danpatrick.com, and you can vote. And next Thursday, we will announce the winner of these categories. There's already been a lot of drama. And I keep telling the Danettes, there's no losers in this.
Until next week.
Until next Thursday. Till next Thursday. The biggest name in golf, Tiger Woods, is in action with his son Charlie coming up this weekend, December 17th and 18th. A family affair, the PNC Championship, that Golf Channel and Peacock. I had a friend of Tiger's who said that's Tiger's, that's the fifth major of the year. You have the PGA, the British, U.S. Open, the Masters, and this. That's how important this event is for Tiger Woods. All right, final hour, poll question, Todd. What are we going to go with?
We still have, should roughing the passer in the NFL be challengeable? We have results of 69%, yes, let's get it right for crying out loud, ooh, and 31%, no, there's already too many game stoppages.
Okay.
So 69, 31,
can
let's
it just
get it right.
Be yes or no?
I think it's more fun to elaborate a little bit. Yes or no is cute. This is a lot more fun. I'll get to kind of be creative with the choices.
What are we going with in the final hour of the program?
That I don't know. Just
okay,
yet.
We'll see if you can come up with something.
I'll come up with something.
The NCAA has a new president. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker is the new president of the NCAA effective March 1st of 2023. And he is the first NCAA leader with no previous work experience at college or in education. Woo! He's a former Harvard basketball player, and he's an avid sports fan. Okay.
They really went off the board with
yeah.
this pick.
And so, sure, he's going to replace Mark Emmert. Oh, how do you replace Mark, the NCAA president?
There? He likes hiking and long swims in the pool.
He loves walking on the beach. He loves skipping rocks. Yes, Paulie.
I'm not really sure what the NCAA president does anymore. It basically seems like...
I know what they don't do.
Yeah, enforce anything.
Yeah.
But with NIL and with all that stuff and the TV contracts, it appears the NCAA is just this way station of cash and that organizes college football kind of, college basketball kind of.
Well, I would just take the NCAA president out of football. Take it out of big business and let them run the other ancillary sports. And that's probably what they're doing right now. You want to take them out of basketball as well and have a separate governing body, then I'd be fine with that as well. All right, final hour coming up. We'll get to phone calls. We have the World Cup final set for Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern. Great time slot. France, Argentina. Tonight, Niners and the Seahawks. The Niners are favored by 3.5. weather could play a role. Yes, Marv?
Sorry, to go back to the World Cup. Yeah. For Pauly, what's the American equivalent of Mbappe versus Messi?
Oh, man.
I know where we're going.
I think that's Mahomes Brady. Mm-hmm. You know, you got Brady is Messi trying to get one. Mm-hmm. Now, it's different because Brady's got a bunch. Messi doesn't have a World Cup title. Yeah. But he's on his last legs there with the World Cup. And then I think Mahomes is Mbappe. Okay. You know, young, great, already at the top of his sport, already considered an all-time great at a very young age.
Okay.
Back to you.
Weather could be an issue. Here's Mike McDaniel, the Dolphins head coach, on Buffalo Saturday night.
To me, you just decide if you're going to let it factor in or not, and then you adjust as best you can. We will be playing the game in the same elements, and as a competitor, man for man for our football team, that's the objective, is that you're, are you going to let the elements matter more to you than them? It is the same field.
Okay.
The same
all
elements.
Right. He's not Newt Rockne.
He sounds like he's reading instructions on how to build something.
I'm trying to build this computer here and just need to do this and that. And then there's that. And then there's this. Who's with me? Come on, let's go get him. Ready?
Yay.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Nobody.
No. Here's Tua talking about the weather in Buffalo.
For me, at least, I can speak for myself that it's a mindset thing, really. And if I'm too focused and worried about, you know, is it too cold? Is it can I really grab the ball? Can I not? Like, then I would say I'm focused on the wrong things.
All right. I guess it's a snow game. Tua did say that it snows sometimes in Alabama. I don't know if it really snows. You might get a dusting down there. Yes, Paulie?
I do have the list, Dan, of every state in America, the most snowy to the least snowy. And if you want to play that game, it's ready.
Sure.
First, I'll give you a hint. Alabama is not in the top five for most
of either one?
Yeah, Alabama gets 0.57 inches of snow a year on average.
Okay, that'd be a dusting.
Yeah.
All right. The most snow is...
Okay, so here's how they factor it in.
Okay.
The entire state they work with, you know, so it's got to be snow per town on average per year. So, like, you wouldn't think California is a very snowy state because it's not, but they do have snowy areas up north, right? You know, in Tennessee, there's snowy areas. Okay. So let's play the game. Which is the snowiest state in America?
Todd, I'll let you go since you had the highest ranking in your class, of all of us.
I'm going to go Alaska.
Alaska seems a little obvious. Marvin, I'll go to you.
I'm going to go Minnesota.
Minnesota. Paul, do you already know the answer?
I do.
Okay. I'm going to go Minnesota as well.
Minnesota is 11th. They didn't even crack the top 10. What a slap in the face.
I was going to go North Dakota.
I guess because southern Minnesota does not get the amount of snowfall.
Oh, that's right. It's the totality of the state.
Totality, Dan.
Totality.
So you got to think, what's a state that's doesn't have any hot areas or warmer areas?
Like Montana?
Okay, you might be. Well, let's put it this way. Alaska is 5th. Alaska didn't even crack the top 4.
Okay.
We're going to do one more round of Guess the Snowiest State.
All right. Todd, I'll start with you. Graduated 2nd in your class.
I'm going to go with Paulie's Vermont.
Vermont.
He's just kissing up to me.
All right. Marv?
I'm going to go New York.
All right. I'm going to go New Hampshire.
Okay. Now you guys are better. Technically, it's not my Vermont. I just go there. Vermont is number 1 overall.
All right.
89.25 inches on average per town per year.
Okay.
Maine in the 2 spot. Ooh. New Hampshire in the 3 spot.
All right.
Colorado rounding out the final 4. Then you have Alaska, Michigan. Nobody saw coming.
No.
Massachusetts.
Well, off the water. You know, it's the lake effect.
But yeah, South Dakota is 15th. North Dakota, very cold.
Yes.
But 17th in snow.
Yeah.
Now, can anyone guess any of the bottom 3 in snowfall per year?
I think the obvious answer is going to be Hawaii. But I don't know if it should be the obvious answer. Todd, I'll go to you. You graduated 2nd in your class.
I'm going to go with the desert of Arizona being in that mix
somewhere. Okay, Arizona. No, they They have Flagstaff.
Yeah, but still, the rest of Arizona stays very hot all year. I don't know.
That's not the point.
There's a lot of snowy areas in northern Arizona.
Yeah.
Going with Arizona.
Okay.
It's not even close.
Marvin?
I'm going to go New Mexico.
Okay.
It's also a horrible guess. It's a very snowy and hilly in New Mexico.
Yeah, they have Taos. They have a ski resort there.
No idea.
Yeah. Julia Roberts has a home there.
Oh, news to me.
Yeah.
New Mexico is actually 25th.
Let's see.
I'm going to give you, Dan, Hawaii or the field for the least snowy state.
It feels like it's too obvious that it's Hawaii.
Trick question, take the field.
But I'm going Hawaii.
Hawaii is correct.
Yes!
The only snow they get is in the Big Island in this little Waimea area or whatever it's called.
Waimea?
They get some snow up there on the top of that.
Yes, Todd.
Honohunu. Get it.
Wow. No, Florida is 50th. Bad. Louisiana doesn't get a lot of snow.
Yeah.
Alabama is in the 48th spot. So Tua is right. They do get a little snow.
Oh, yeah.
Back to you.
Thank you.
I love the snow game.
Well, we don't have to play it again.
We did.
Nothing's going to change.
No. We did the snowiest cities last year.
Yeah. What, Todd?
We just posted the new polls. We don't have results yet. But would you like to know what that is? A little snarky. Taking this out of Paulie's playbook. You ready for this?
Go ahead.
The job of NCAA president is, and here's your two choices, very stressful, time-consuming, with great multitasking skills required, or a figurehead position with relatively no actual power or decision-making.
Thank you, Todd. Jim in Cincinnati. Hi, Jim. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dave. I have a... Hi, Dan.
It's Dan.
I was just reading an article on a golf... web by Dave Shedlosky. That's why I said that.
Okay.
My bad. So here's my suggestion to ramp up the contest next year for most valuable Danette.
Ooh.
Have all the Danettes put money into a pot, like $10 a month, January through November. Then in December, increase it to $50. And then in the month of December, winner take all, grand prize, let all the Danettes politic and bicker among each other to see who comes out first in the poll at the end of the year.
All right. Well, Jim, thank you. I just sort of like that it's a three-week period where we vote on this. I don't know if we need the whole year.
Seems very involved.
Yeah, a little too much. And it involves you guys putting money in, and I know that's not going to happen.
That's definitely not happening.
No, definitely not. Let's see. Ricky in Sarasota. Hey, Ricky, what's on your mind today?
Hey, in the words of Monty Python, now for something completely different.
Oh, okay.
I am a Vikings fan from back in the Purple People Leader days.
All right.
So at the risk of me having to show you me going to elementary school and type of a brontosaurus, you know how old I am. On the subject of cousins, last year they were doing so poorly that I actually wrote an email to the main email address at the Vikings and told them to hold the next water boy position open for Cousins and see if they could get Cunningham to come back and actually be something for this team. Because the last time I had any hope for this team at all was back when Warren Moon was quarterback and they were in the playoffs. Cunningham had us winning up until the fourth quarter when Moon...
I know, but Ricky, that's a long time ago. Now you got to deal with reality. Randall Cunningham's not coming through that door. Warren Moon's not coming through that door. Dante Culpepper not coming through that door.
I wish.
Fran Tarkington's not coming through that door. Yes, Paul.
If they did a list of best teams to not win a Super Bowl, that 98 Minnesota Vikings team has to be up there. I think they had one loss under Dennis Green.
Yeah.
Randall Cunningham that year, 34 touchdowns. 3,700 yards. Then you add in his rushing yards. Remember they had that running back, Robert Smith of Ohio State?
Yeah.
Big game breaker.
Yeah.
What a team.
Yeah.
Chris Carter, Randy Moss, Jake Reed. Ugh.
Is that, if you're saying best teams to never make the Super Bowl?
Not to make it.
That they're up there. That's on the list. That's for sure. Yes, Marv?
If you're the Broncos and you were just looking like, you know what, man, Vikings are going to be a tough team. Like the Vikings lost. We're playing the Falcons. This should be an easy one right here. And it sure was.
I know. Let's see. Brian in South Dakota. Hi, Brian. By the way, I found out the Warriors' average point differential in road losses is 12.1 points per game. But that's 14th in the NBA. The Spurs, when they lose on the road, they lose by an average of 20 points per game. All right. Hey, Brian.
How are you doing this morning, Dan?
Great. Great.
Good. 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 Love all you guys. Listen to you every morning. Real quick, speaking of snow, just north here of Rapid City, 62 inches in the last 2 days.
Oh.
But anyway, my phone call, again, a couple weeks ago, Dan, when you were sick, I called in Bet Pauly, and I was going to take SDSU against NDSU getting further in the FCS.
All right.
Pauly would not take the bet. However, before he hung up the phone, he did say if they play Montana State, he would take Montana State straight up.
All right. Pauly, do you remember said conversation?
That's actually correct. Yeah, I think I have Montana State to win it all. And he has – do you have South Dakota or North Dakota State?
South Dakota. Come on, Pauly.
Just checking.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. This is the weekend. The semifinals is I think it's Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern, South Dakota State, Montana State. Friday night is North Dakota State.
You're stalling.
I'm in.
Okay. Brian, it's on.
All right.
Straight up. Thank you, Brian. So you got Montana State. He's got South Dakota State.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Man.
Okay.
Throw out the records.
No, absolutely. When those two get together. Let's take a break. More phone calls coming up. And let's see, 16 after the hour. You're listening to the Dave Patrick Show. Discover. This message brought to you by Discover. Did you know that you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? The latest innovation from Discover. Discover. Help regularly remove your personal information, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites. They could sell your data, and they'll do it for free in the Discover app. See terms, learn more. Discover.com/online privacy protection. That's discover.com/online privacy protection. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Today's the last day to order danpatrick.com, any merchandise, and it will be delivered in time for the holidays. So, last day. Niners at the Seahawks. Brock Purdy is iffy right now with his ribs, but the line is San Francisco by 3.5. Marvin just informed us that he is coming up on his 10th year anniversary. This is a big one, and you're looking up for a little bit of advice on what to do with your wife on your 10th anniversary.
Yeah, so it's not until June, so I just want to try to make sure I get things, get the ball rolling, so I'm not last minute on things because I'm a procrastinator by nature.
Is your son going to go with you?
No.
Okay. Oh, so it's a romantic.
I won't say romantic, it's just us two.
Yeah, Paul.
One caveat, it's June is the anniversary, but the vacation could be anywhere around June. It doesn't have to be real specific. Like, for my wedding anniversary, my wife's like, this year for our 10th, we're going to blank, 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 or where we're going. Mm. It doesn't have to be right on the date. Or
anything. Okay, all right.
Yeah, so we take a vacation every year in July. So we were thinking around that July vacation.
All right, but just you and your wife?
Correct.
All right, do you have any suggestions?
She wants to go somewhere like New Orleans or Myrtle Beach or Key West.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Paulie?
What are your thoughts on going to a hot weather destination during summer? Like New Orleans in July, my guess is a little sticky. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's a good thing.
French Quarter doesn't smell good in the summer.
Oh, in the morning, it is the worst.
That's rough.
I told her. I've been there before in Bourbon Street around 10 o'clock in the morning. Smells like death.
You know, I've never had bourbon on Bourbon Street. For some reason. I've seen people throw up after drinking bourbon, but I've never had bourbon on Bourbon Street. New Orleans, probably not in the summertime. Yes, Todd?
Did you ever have whiskey at the Whiskey a Go-Go?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Todd. Paulie?
Now, Marvin, again, it's July. Would you think about going to a cooler weather climate in July? Like Nova Scotia's lovely in July.
Ooh.
I don't know if that's romantic.
Oh, no. Oh, you know what she thought about? She was thinking about Newport.
Okay.
Rhode Island. I know it's a little close, but she was like,
it's pretty.
She's never been to Newport, Rhode Island before. She's like, you know what?
A lot of beautiful people up there.
Okay.
Watch your wallet. It's a shopping town.
Yeah. And there's a breeze there. So it's, you know, it's pretty pictures and it's a nice, nice temperature. Yes. Yes, Paul.
I see. I don't think that's going to work well, Marvin. That's not big enough and grand enough and travel-y enough. That's like an hour and a half.
But she did say Newport.
Here's a move I do with my wife. When we discuss these type of things, I'm like, why don't you give me three places you really like to go?
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm covered. And then I could play with the options, the cost, the travel, the timing. And if it's her three ideas, it's off you, Marv.
Yes, Todd.
San Francisco, go to a Giants game, hang out by the pier, have some nice seafood if she likes that.
I don't know if she wants to go to a baseball game, especially unless she says, you know what? I'd really like to see Carlos Correa.
It's possible. It's quite possible.
You know what, Marv? I'd like to go see. Has your wife said anything about Carlos Correa?
Not recently,
okay. No. All right. But now that she might find out that he's playing for the Giants, it's a beautiful ballpark.
Funny you should mention that because Alcatraz is on her bucket list.
Look at that.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Like, of places she would like, if there's five places on earth that she would like to go, Alcatraz is one of them.
Okay. San Francisco in the summer, pretty good. That, I'd look at that one, put that up on the priority list.
That's better start saving up, though. That's not a cheap city.
Yeah. But to go out to Alcatraz, yeah, you got to set that up because you got to take the boat out there. Then they drop you off and then they leave you and then they come back and get you. But if you say, you know, you don't want your wife to go, oh, what did Marvin do for you for your anniversary? He took me to jail. He took me to Alcatraz. Alcatraz, by the way, when you're out there at night, that'll freak you out. When we were out there, we had the whole prison. We rented out the prison because when the Super Bowl was in San Francisco, we had an opening where we did the escape from Alcatraz. And we took a fishing boat out there. They dropped us off. And then like 2 hours later, or maybe longer, came back and got us. And we were shooting inside the prison cells. And you walked out at night and you don't hear a word. And then you're wondering, even if you escape the prison and then you have to swim to shore and all the sharks. Yes, Marv.
So they rent it out. Do they do birthdays also?
I don't know.
In Alcatraz?
Birthday.
Like a kid's party? There's a mom with balloons on a fishing trawler. Oh, let's go. I've got the cake and the pizza.
I'm going to lock you up. Oh, okay. That's fun. Hey, let's see how many kids we can put in a jail cell here. Yes, Todd?
Can Marvin link the schedule up to see his beloved 49ers in summer camp? I did that once with Jen, and she didn't love it, but she played along, and we went to some Bronco practices.
Wait, you took your wife to Broncos camp?
Well, we did other things and went out to nice restaurants, but we went and sat and watched them throw the ball around and sat in Broncos camp. We went 2 days in a row, actually, to
did
that.
Did you ask her if she wanted to go?
I kind of mentioned that. I kind of put it on the bed. It's a surprise in the hotel. Some people would put lingerie there or a piece of jewelry or a fur coat. I put, look, VIP passes to see the Broncos.
We're going to watch Olandis Gary take preseason snaps.
Yeah.
I thought it was very romantic. I even put a little Broncos cap on there so she could wear the hat so she wouldn't get sunburned.
But you want that.
Yes.
Does she want
that? When we go on vacation, I want to go to at least one sporting event. I always try to pick a city where there's going to be a game in session.
If I took my wife to a Cubs winter fan fest, I'd be divorced before the end of the weekend.
I think San Francisco might check off a couple of boxes there. I think that might be pretty good.
Public displays of affection on the trolley. Do they frown upon that? Couples fooling around on the trolley. That might be kind of nice. Just to say you did. Put it on the bucket list. Make it out on the trolley.
Are you done?
Making it out on the trolley.
Are you done?
Yes.
What, Paulie?
One last thing for Marvin. Dan, I want you to advise.
Okay. Right.
Marvin, if you shell out for this big San Francisco trip, that's the flights, the hotel, you're pretty deep in. Do you also have to buy a gift, or is the trip the gift? Like something you can hand her and open?
Yeah, you got to do that.
Have to, right?
Yes, you do.
I'm going to start saving up.
Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah.
Card?
No, I think you got to get a gift.
Right.
I think just something that it's great you're taking her there. But then, you might say, hey, why don't you reward me? It's my 10th year anniversary as well.
She's like, we can go to Mrs. Doubtfire's house.
Oh, yeah. You could go by that.
The Full House house.
Yeah.
Okay. A couple other places.
You go to Sacramento Kings, training camp.
Light the beam.
Yeah. That's what you're going to be saying.
Honey, De'Aaron Fox, Malik Monk, you in?
She'll light your beam later.
Yeah. Oh!
Oh, Fritzy.
What? I love it.
Wow. Yeah, of course you do. Perv.
Got something to look forward to.
Tyler in South Dakota. Hi, Tyler. What's on your mind today?
Well, hey, Dan. I have an idea for Marvin's 10-year anniversary.
Okay.
It's not as big as a trip to San Francisco, but for me and my wife's 10-year anniversary, I had our caterer recreate our wedding meal, and we had that for dinner.
Okay. I don't even remember eating at my reception. Marv, does that sound like fun?
That sounds terrible.
Okay.
I don't even remember what we had.
Yeah. I remember opening up two bottles of beer, Heineken's, never finished them because you got to go see people that you never saw before and you won't see again, but you got to go see, Aunt Clara over here. And I'd never finished a beer. I don't even remember sitting down and eating. I remember having a little bit of cake and that was about it. But, we were on one of those boats, yachts, they call it, that go around Manhattan. And I was putting out fires because there were, couples that were arguing. I was worried there'd be man overboard. And you'd have couples where the wife would be downstairs and the husband would be on the second deck there. But, we were going around Manhattan for 3 hours. We weren't pulling over for you to jump off. Wayne in Iowa. Hi, Wayne. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Dan. Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller. 6'1", 180.
All right.
calling about a couple things. First, I just want to thank you and the Danettes again for being such an incredible show. I watch you guys every day. You guys got me through the last two or three years, which were very difficult at times, and you bring a lot of joy to my life every day, and I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Wade. Do you have a MVD vote, though, since you watch all the time?
You know, I don't want to give it away yet. I'm still thinking about that. It's a tough one, you know.
Okay.
But I did have some advice for Marvin on vacation.
Oh, okay.
I travel a lot, or have traveled a lot. I wouldn't do San Francisco in July. You get a lot of fog in July. September, October is their summer months. It's better.
Okay.
If in July, late July, I would recommend, I mean, if you're going to go big or go home, take her to Hawaii. That's the game changer right there. In late July, not that crowded typically. Prices are no different than San Francisco, maybe more, a little more for the flight. But I'd go big or go home, Marvin.
All right, Wayne. This is what I would do. If you're considering that, it's a long flight. You fly to San Francisco. You stay over. You then fly the next day or a day after that to Hawaii. Therefore, you might be able to go to Alcatraz, and you would be in San Francisco, so it breaks up the flight, and then you could fly to Hawaii. Yes, Marv?
My wife has no interest in going to Hawaii.
Okay. Well then, I think San Francisco it is.
I think San Francisco is about as far as the six-hour flight. We went to L.A. last year. She was like, about as far as I can do.
Sounds like she's high maintenance here.
Watch it, Marv. Careful with your next line here.
I thought... Are you going to take the bait? Nope.
No.
Okay.
No.
What, Todd?
Kawhi, wouldn't you want to go to Hawaii?
Oh,
it's beautiful.
No. Oh, God. I hope people haven't voted yet for
Most
Valuable
Dennis.
Now
that's going to make them not vote for
Yes. This isn't like the Heisman where they voted like a couple of weeks ago. I hope they're waiting until next week.
I took a chance.
Yeah, you did. Bob in Seattle. Hi, Bob.
Hey, DP.
Hey, bud.
Hey, Most Valuable Dennis, got to be Paulie.
Oh.
Good job, Paulie. And I got a suggestion for Marv. Marvin, the Emerald City in the summertime is fabulous. There's beach, mountain hikes, hot spring, and flying fish at the market.
Okay.
Come on in.
All right. What about Seattle?
Oh, Seattle sounds like a lot of fun.
I will say Seattle in June was incredible. Yeah. Incredible. When I was out there for the NBA Finals, Seattle in June, that's why, you know, people say, don't tell people it's beautiful out here. But then you have the other months where it's dark, it's raining. But June, wonderful, spectacular. Gibbs in Virginia Beach. Hi, Gibbs. Welcome back. What do you have for us?
Hey, Danny. How's it going?
Hey, Gibbs.
I just wanted to call in. Y'all have been talking about the Jerry West Clutch Award, and I know this is going to anger you a little bit because I know you're a big Jerry West fan, Danny, but how can Jerry West be the Clutch Award going 1-for-8 in the finals with 6 losses to the Boston Celtics?
Well, there's only so much that Jerry could do, okay? Yeah, Mark.
I'm going to just go back and watch Jerry West highlights because it is just a different level of everybody just kind of dribbling. And, you know, they're just, I wish people could see me just do this set shot. And Jerry's off the dribble, jumper, money. It was just
ridiculous. It is weird, though, when you watch Jerry West and you go, he's playing the same game as these other guys that he's playing against. It was just different. Jerry was ahead of his time as far as athleticism goes.
It looks like he was taking it easy on some of them sometimes.
Yeah.
Like when I see his scoring average, I was like, only 27?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, he wasn't a gunner. But, yeah, you're right. He didn't win in the NBA Finals. Absolutely. But what he did, didn't he average 40 points a game in one of those NBA Finals?
Yeah, I've got an NBA playoffs where over the course of 11 games in 64-65, he averaged 41 points per game. His career average in the playoffs on 153 playoff games was 29.1.
Yeah. Yeah. Darius Rucker.
Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day. Yeah, stat of the day. Stat of the day. comes the stat of the day.
I appreciate that, Paulie, calming me down a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
You go Spider Monkey on Sunday if they call out Jerry West.
Yeah, we're not going down that road. It's like Paulie with Walter Payton, mm-hmm. Fritzy with John Elway. Marv, do you have a go-to guy, hands off, can't criticize him?
I love Ray Allen with all my heart.
Really?
UConn?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ray Allen's my guy.
Okay. Remember when he came into the man cave and I corrected him on how he was shooting the ball?
The gall of you.
I know. But you know what? I stand by that. I do. Ray Ray is one of the greatest shooters of all time, but he had it resting in his palm, and I just don't like that. I like fingertip control, and that's all. That's all. And look, if I'm going to criticize Ben Simmons, then I can criticize Ray Allen.
Ray, you just compared Ray Allen to Ben Simmons.
I know I did. But I'm just saying I'm criticized Ben Simmons, and I don't, you know, discriminate here. If I think that there's an issue here, and I would want somebody to do the same to me, because I'm still, I am still.
Yes, you are.
Trying to perfect my shot. I still am. Yeah, Paul.
If you go back on YouTube and watch a clip where you're giving shooting tips to Ray Allen,
yes.
The look on his face, it feels like he's being punked.
Yes.
He's waiting for like someone, Ashton Kutcher, to run out.
Yeah. Go, oh, we're just kidding, Ray.
Does this look like, what's going on
here? Yes, Todd.
Yeah, what you're saying, but what you really should do when you're showing him the ball, he's got this face of fighting. Have you seen my stats? Do you know where I stand in the list of all-time great?
You said your hand's in the wrong place, Ray.
Yeah, I said the ball is resting on your palm. That's all. I mean, that's shooting 101.
Could have had double the number of points you had in your career. What are you doing?
Yeah. Let's take a break here. Last call for phone calls, what we learned, what's in store tomorrow. We're back after this. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is building its Do Good Village in Land O'Lakes, Florida, and they're doing even more for the program recipients. And it's all thanks to an extraordinary donation of many acres of land, but also your kindness and your generosity. First of its kind, a community of 110 homes for the foundation's program recipients. Families of fallen first responders, Gold Star families, families of catastrophically injured first responders and service members, all in one community as neighbors, their children playing together, growing together. Loving families, being there for one another through good and bad. Help America's greatest heroes and their families heal together. Make the Do Good Village the first of many villages, communities like it. With every mortgage-free home, the foundation makes good on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices our nation's greatest heroes have made for our country and our communities. Donate $11 a month at Tunnel to Towers, T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests. And in tournaments,
to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Our good buddy Rich Eisen from the NFL Network will join us coming up tomorrow on the program. Got a lot of people who are offering up advice for Marvin, whose 10-year anniversary. This is from Josh in North Carolina. How about Fontana Lake in North Carolina? The dam there is historic. Boat rentals are around $250 for the day. Nice cabin, secluded and fairly romantic. What does that mean? It's fairly romantic.
Is that what it says when you drive in?
Yeah. Had some couple of people wanting to know why Jimmy Jimerson isn't in the running for most valuable Danette. Jimmy's not an official one. He's a correspondent for the program. I just got this in the mail. And it says, Todd has been killing it this year. My nomination, most valuable Danette. His 2020 contributions include the Valley Girl impersonation, dropping a skyhook in front of Reggie Miller, then walking off the court like he owned it. Ate a pie in 2 minutes, choked on chips while reading scoreboard. The Kevin Harlan impersonation when the Knicks are leading 6-2 and need a timeout. And he actually sent me a little card here. It says MVD, Dan Patrick Show, and it's got a picture of Fritzy holding up the MVD.
That's so nice. Put a lot of effort into that.
Yeah, so you did a good job coming up with this and sending it in, Todd.
I still got to get him that $50, I promise.
Yeah. So most valuable Danette, there's Todd Fritz. Let's see, a couple more phone calls. Oh, by the way, bowl season starts tomorrow morning.
Very excited. Tomorrow morning, you're correct. Good call by you. 11:30 a.m. Eastern on ESPN, Miami, Ohio at 6-6 versus UAB at 6-6. The Hometown Lenders Bahamas Bowl. Dude.
Yes.
No tradition.
Yeah. I love that.
When you were a kid, did your dad always watch that with you?
Yeah, it was memorable. We'd gather around the fire and we'd watch the Bahamas Bowl. Yes, Todd.
Now, is that cutting into our programming? Can we still do the full 3 hours, or at 11:30 we have to throw to the Bahamas Bowl?
That's ESPN. We're not on ESPN.
Todd. I know.
Yeah.
We could tailgate a little bit, though.
Yeah. You know what? How about we tailgate tomorrow?
It's right around the time we're going to be tailgating anyway.
Yeah. And it sets up the 3 p.m. Eastern UTSA San Antonio against Troy in the Duluth Trading Cure Bowl.
Okay.
Another tradition.
I like the Duluth commercials. I think those are funny. Final results of the poll question, Todd.
The job of NCAA president is a figurehead position with relatively no actual power decision-making, 86%. 14%, very stressful, time-consuming, with great multitasking skills required.
Pete in South Carolina. Hi, Pete. What's on your mind today?
Hey Pete. Dan.
Hey, Ben.
Oh, dang it.
Hey, Pete. Pete.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Pete.
Oh, so sorry. 6'3", 210.
Long-time listener. Love you guys. As far as the contest is concerned, let's put some teeth into it. All right? We can make everybody's raises dependent upon this voting. So if you're in the top two categories, you get the big raise. If you're in the bottom two, you get nada. Having said that, Fritzy, MVP all the way every day. He provides comic relief even when he doesn't mean to, and he books all your guests.
Okay. Thank you, Pete. Is Fritzy funnier when he's trying to be funnier or when he's not trying to be funnier?
We have to wait till Seton's back to dive into that one.
I think you just ask the owners of all the comedy clubs what they think of that. Of those few appearances I made, they'll probably tell you I'm better off not trying to be funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
That didn't work out too great when I memorized some things that I thought were clever.
Yeah, you know, it just wasn't fully flushed out with your observation.
Am I right, people? Hello, hello. Is this on? Testing. Siblings.
Matt in Tampa. Hi, Matt. What's on your mind today?
Hey, how we doing?
Oh, great.
All right. This is from Marvin. For somebody who works in luxury hospitality, you really got to check out St. Simon's Island over at Sea Island Resort on the Golden Isles coast of Georgia.
Paulie went there last year.
Yeah, St. Simon's Island is Georgia. It's good. Good, couple good breweries down there. Mm. Some really good seafood. Mm. Legit.
Okay. Gonna have to spend some money, Marv.
You know, 10 years in.
Yeah.
And I have no advice, so I might as well just do something nice for my lady.
How about a staycation?
That's every day when we get home.
Yeah.
We just kind of hang out.
And what, you just talk or you just sit there?
Catch up on some shows. You know what show we like that you hate? The Masked Singer.
Oh, it's horrible. You know why it's so bad? It's because they make it seem like who is ever under that mask is the biggest name in the world.
They say, who is it? It's Honey Boo Boo. Oh, my God.
Christian Hackenberg. What?
Oh, who do you think it is? And then they'll throw out these crazy, it's the Pope. It's Taylor Swift. It's, Urkel.
And then it ends up being Zach Braff or something. Like, really?
Wow, it's a shot at Zach Braff.
Pretty what? Good career.
Well, compared to the Pope, Zach Braff.
Yeah. But the reaction of the judges, it's like, oh, my God. And then this big buildup, and then you go, it's Rob Gronkowski. And you go, okay.
Oh, my God, who is it? Oh, it's the guy from Duck Dynasty. All right. Oh, I knew it was you. I knew it.
The Masked Singer.
When are you doing that?
They're not that desperate that they would have me in there.
They say, your clues, he's in Fuego.
I'm not a big enough name to put on the mask. Yes, yes, Paul.
I've got the list of the Masked Singer celebrities this year, and it's a mishmash.
And it's Joe Buck. Yes. And you're like, yeah.
Buck would be an one seed.
Yeah. And Susie Colbert.
Wow. There's some people that are like were famous in the 70s. Like the cast of the Brady Bunch.
Wait, they're all under one mask?
I guess they had three different ones.
Oh, okay.
William Shatner.
Did you see that one, Marvin?
I did, and they were like, oh, it's three. Oh, it's Wilson Phillips. Oh, okay, sing your hit.
Now, Marvin really watches it because he's quoting actual celebrity reveals.
Does anybody have Seattle tonight? We don't know about Brock Purdy. Josh Johnson waiting in the on-deck circle. Seattle needs a win. This is at Seattle, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
12th man.
Ooh. Thursday night dog.
I'll have fun with Seattle coming back late. I'm not going to put a pie on or anything, but Seattle late. Geno Smith will lead him downfield late for a sneaky win.
Yes, Mark.
Whoever wins this game, that's the city we're going to for our 10th year anniversary.
Oh, so Seattle or San Francisco.
That's a great idea. I love that.
Now I'm going to watch the game. Paulie, this day in sports history.
Got a few. 1925, the third Madison Square Garden was opened with a game between the Canadiens and the New York Americans. That's hockey. 1966, the New Orleans Saints became the 16th NFL franchise. Paul Bear Bryant in 82 announced his retirement as the head coach of University of Alabama. In 1992, Arthur Ashe named Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year. And lastly, 1997, the Broncos, at a Broncos game, the San Francisco 49ers retired Joe Montana's number 16. Home game.
It was on this date, 1968, the Eagles fans booed Santa Claus during the halftime show of a loss to the Vikings. They also threw snowballs as he left the field.
Stay classy.
You imagine you bring your kid there, They're throwing snowballs at Santa. What did you learn today, Todd?
Tony Dungy grew up a Lions fan and once considered accepting their head coaching job for 24 hours and then declined.
Marvin?
You're Dave Patrick.
Yeah, one of our members of the audience. Hey, Dave. Yes, Paulie.
Marvin better save up some dough.
Todd, what did I learn today?
We all wonder who's more likely to draft a quarterback, the Lions or the Seattle Seahawks.
We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. We could talk about how with Discover, redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time, and that's amazing. Learn more. Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for all your contributions. Make sure you order your merchandise today. Guaranteed to get there for the holidays. Have a great Thursday, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow. One more item as we close up shop on this Thursday. We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times. We achieve it in different ways. Let's say you've changed jobs, maybe considering retirement, probably thinking about your own version of success and striving to reach your financial goals. Maybe time to start thinking about investment portfolios, retirement accounts. And retirement's a big deal. Feels like that's the great unknown. When it comes to investing for retirement, most people can't afford to make mistakes, and you shouldn't do it alone. For over 130 years, Stifel Financial Advisors have helped clients just like you create personalized retirement plans, understand the many options for claiming Social Security, and also in implementing an investment portfolio that's designed around your needs. And that's just the start. As a client, you have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views, enabling you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Find a Stifel Financial Advisor at STIFEL, Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The boundlessly capable all-electric EQS SUV from Mercedes-Benz with available transparent hood technology. So advanced, it can see through sheet metal. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS-SUV.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.